Walk City Council meeting will come to order. The clerk will call the roll.
Marola?
Here.
Mr. Corley?
Here.
Mr. Howe?
Here.
Mr. Lattisa?
Here.
Mr. McAllister?
Here.
Mr. McElroy?
Here.
Mr. Ricks?
Here.
Mr. Sinappi?
Here.
Ms. Travis?
Here.
Nine present.
Okay, Councilman Corley, could you lead us in the salute to the flag? You gotta put your mic on.
Just, okay. I pledge allegiance
to the
flag of the United States of America and to the Republic
for which it stands.
Which it stands, one nation,
under God,
indivisible, with liberty, justice
for all.
Phil, if you could play the national anthem. Thank you, Phil. I'm just going to read through this rather long-winded Zoom notification. As we all know, we're in the middle of COVID-19, and the governor is right now we're in a two-week pause. So we're continuing under the governor's orders, where we would have a virtual meeting versus the Zoom application. So this is the following notice. The following options are available to the public to access this meeting. You may access or participate in the meeting using the Zoom application on a smart device or on a PC via the web at zoom.us and clicking on join a meeting in the upper right of the page. The webinar ID for this meeting is 978-8786-9794. Anyone wanting to participate via telephone only may call one of the following numbers. Non-toll-free numbers, while most mobile phone carriers do not place an extra charge on customers for toll calls, it is up to you to check with your carrier concerning potential charges you would be responsible for. Sorry about that. Should shut off my phone.
Fantasy football night tonight.
Yes, yeah, that was the ESPN dinger. All right, so non-toll-free numbers, 1-646-558-8656, 1-301-715-8592, 1-312-626-6799, 1-669-900-9128, 1-253-215-8782, 1-346-248-7799. The toll-free numbers available to the public anywhere in the U.S. are 1-877-853-5247, 1-888-788-0099, 1-833-548-0276, and 1-833-548-0282. Please note, if you experience trouble connecting via a toll-free number, please try the next number on the list. You will then need to punch in the webinar ID, which again is 978-8786-9794 on your touch tone keypad. while everyone joining the meeting will be muted, if at the appropriate time during the proceeding you wish to ask a question, you may, if using a smartphone or a PC, click on the raise hand icon. The meeting moderator will then ask for the participant having raised their hand to unmute. After the question, answer, and further discussion, the participant will be muted again and will need to click on the raise hand icon or punch in star 9 to ask another question. If phoning in, punch star 9 on the touchtone keypad, the moderator will indicate when it is your turn to comment or ask a question. With that said, under executive communications, there are none. Under general communications, I just wanted to wish everyone well with this COVID-19. It was, I guess, we have the distinct, wouldn't call it honor, that's for sure, but unpleasure of being number one in the nation now per capita. And can't emphasize enough that during this two-week downturn, that everybody take the necessary precautions to protect themselves and their families and stay home when they can. I just had a friend of mine in Cohasset be in the hospital for a week on oxygen. Didn't think that this was going to happen to him like many of us. And then the other reason that I was mentioning this is because we lost the chairman of our zoning board this week, Don Morash, who was a Warwick Rotarian, a member of the Ward 9 Republican Committee up here, and also the principal and manager of Abbott Properties that had a well-known reputation around the state of Rhode Island and was very generous with his time, not only to the city, but to local charitable causes. Don will be a great loss. And it's, I think, an example to our entire community as to why we really need to be careful during COVID-19, because this can happen to you just within a mile or two of each other. I had one friend that, as I said, was in the intensive care unit for a week. And then our Warwick chairperson of the zoning board passed away. So at this point in time, I just ask for a moment of silence in the honor of Don Morash Jr. Thank you. Are there any other general communications? Councilman Howe.
Thank you, Mr. President. And I would like to also thank you for identifying and mentioning Mr. Morash. You mentioned he was with the Ward 9 Republican. You'd never know because his love for the city was vast. And he always was willing to talk to us and sit down and ask a question, get an answer kind of guy. Unfortunately, I am going to request another moment, if you don't mind, Mr. President. I have a couple names and some identify a couple. As many of you are familiar with the Weinman family here in Warwick, Kim Weinman, who's very involved with Pink Heels. She volunteers for the Rhode Island Military Organization as our lounge director. Her husband, Eric, is her right-hand man, the go-to and get it done person, the great husband. He lost his brother the beginning of this month after a year-long battle with leukemia. Also, Sergeant Adam DeCiccio. I may have said his name wrong. I will spell it DeCiccio. I mean no disrespect, but Sergeant DeCiccio served active duty with the 10th Mountain Division, did deployments to Afghanistan and deployments to Iraq, came home, got his bachelor's, his master's, and then served as a volunteer for veteran services as well as at the VA. Unfortunately, we lost him earlier this week. And finally, an Ernie Battista, the father of Peter Battista. I ask that these three individuals be remembered in a moment of silence, Mr. President.
Thank you. The council will recognize a moment of silence in their honor. Thank you. Is there anything else under general communications from council members? Councilman McAllister.
Thank you, Council President. I know a lot of people are struggling due to COVID and the economy, and there are options available. I want to highlight if you own your home and you are struggling to pay your mortgage, the Rhode Island Housing has a program. It's called the Hardest Hit Fund. This is offered to Rhode Island homeowners who are impacted by this pandemic. And if you're struggling to make your payments, you would be eligible for a 5-year zero interest forgivable loan to be paid up to 6 months of your mortgage payments. The loan will be forgiven and the lien will be discharged if the homeowner continues to occupy the property as their primary residency and does not sell, transfer, or refinance. So if you are struggling, this is an opportunity to reach out to Rhode Island Housing if you are a homeowner, and not only in the city, but across the state of Rhode Island. This would be a forgivable loan of up to 6 months of your mortgage payments. So I would recommend if you're struggling with your mortgage, please reach out to Rhode Island Housing. They also have programs for renters as well. Hopefully, Washington, D.C. Will come up with the next COVID relief plan, hopefully this week. One of the things that is coming up is the foreclosures and the, you know, having people move out of their homes. That is going to expire, stopping that. So we are facing a housing crisis. So please utilize the programs at Rhode Island Housing if you are struggling, if you own a home, or if you're renting a home. There are programs available and funds available to assist you, and you can find all that information at the Rhode Island Housing website. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you. I would also point out that this student loan forgiveness right now, that they're freezing federal student loan payments, and that there are other programs available. And I would point out, and I think a lot of our constituents forget, that when they get those unemployment checks, that they need to be conscious of the fact that they need to keep some money out because they have to pay taxes on that income. And I think many of them forget that, and they pay, that they use the whole check. And I'm concerned that that may impact people later on because they've been receiving it for a while and haven't been holding out. So with that said, is there anything else under general communications? If not, we'll move on to acceptance of the minutes from the council meeting held on November 16th. Do you have a motion?
Make a motion.
By Councilman McAllister, seconded by Councilman Lattisaw. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed? The ayes have it, and acceptance of the minutes is approved. Announcement of appointments, there are none. Announcement of appointments requiring confirmation, there are none. We'll move to the consent calendar. PCR 11620, resolution relative to bids, committee report, finance.
Recommend favorable action on PCR 116-20.
So the recommendation is favorable action for action. Councilman Lattisaw. You're going to move
favorable action on PCR 116-20.
Seconded by Councilman McAllister. Councilman Howe. Go ahead, Councilman Lattisaw.
Thank you. Number one, 2016-014, banking services. It is to be held at the request of the sponsor for 3 months, effective March 31st. 2020-223, purchased various tires, favorable action. 2021-199, floor mats, wet and dry vacuum mops, favorable action. 2021-222, purchase electric mountain bikes, favorable action. 221, 223, FBI leader supervised training, favorable action. And that completes that item.
Okay. There are a number of items in public safety, I think, that were removed, but I don't see it on the consent calendar. Attorney Welch, you with us?
I am here. The abatements were next. And then as it pertains to the claims, the two items, the claim of Jeff Sweet and the claim of Michael Ashworth, were assigned to PCRs and held to other meetings.
Okay. Okay, so we'll go to PCR 11720, resolution relative to abatements. Committee report, finance.
Committee recommends favorable action.
For action, Councilman Lattisaw.
Move favorable action on PCR 117-20.
Seconded by Councilman McAllister. Go ahead, Councilman.
There was minimal discussion on it, Mr. President, and the committee recommends favorable action on the abatements.
Okay. Next item on the consent calendar is PCR 11820, resolution relative to bids. Councilman Sinapi, committee report.
You said relative to bids. I assume you mean the public safety?
Yeah, resolution relative to claims.
Got it.
So you're going to, so the recommendation is favorable action?
Yes.
And then we'll entertain. So the recommendation is favorable action. If you could move it.
Move for favorable action.
Seconded by Councilman Howe.
Yeah, both of these are held, though.
Go ahead.
Both the claims on there were held and given separate PCR numbers.
Yep. Okay, so you're going to announce that, Councilman?
Yep, got it right here. PCR 19-20, the claim of Mr. Sweet is getting held to the second meeting of January. And PCR 20-20, claim of Mr. Ashworth, same thing, being held to the second meeting of January.
Okay, so I believe the full consent calendar has been moved and seconded. Is there any questions on the consent calendar that were not asked in finance or public safety? If not, a yes is to approve the consent calendar, and the clerk will call the roll.
Mr. Marola?
Yes.
Mr. Corley?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
Oh, I thought it, yes.
Mr. Lattisa?
Yes.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Mr. Sinapi?
Yes.
Ms. Travis?
Yes.
9 yes, consent passes.
So I lost you guys for a sec on the internet here. So I would assume everybody voted yes.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Yes. Sorry about that. The internet connection isn't the best. So the consent calendar stands passed. We'll move on to unfinished business. PCR.
Mr. President, you have the two items that were removed. PCR 11920 and PCR 12020.
Thank you. So which ones were that? That was the 195?
The two items were removed. Item one is the claim of Jeff Sweet, which is now known as PCR 119-20. And the committee recommendation was to hold until January 20th.
119.
Okay. Second.
So we're going to hold till January 20th. Okay.
The other item was the claim of Michael Ashworth, which is now known as PCR 120-20, and a recommendation to hold till January 20th.
So we'll hold to January 20th on the recommendation of public safety.
Yes, please.
Okay. So now we'll move to unfinished business. We have PCO 3019, ordinance involving state law regarding unutilized commercial property. It's first passage, it's not drafted. Committee report, public properties.
What's your hold to December 21st.
Held till December 21st. Next item is PCO 920, an ordinance regard to amending chapter 4030, PCO 818, smoking prohibited in public schools and on school grounds. First passage, not drafted. Committee report, ordinance.
Hold to February 1st.
Held till February 1st. Next item on the agenda is PCO 10-20, an ordinance relative to amendment of the Warg Zoning Ordinance, resolutions for the installation of solar energy systems. First passage, not drafted. Committee report, land use.
Hold to January 6th.
Held till January 6th. Next item on the agenda is PCO 1620, an ordinance relative to permitting and regulating charitable donation bins. That's first passage, committee report, ordinance.
Favorable action with amendments.
Fraction, Councilman Ricks.
Request favorable action.
Seconded by Councilman McAllister, Councilman Howe, Councilwoman Travis. Go ahead, Councilman Ricks. Do you want to make a motion to amend?
Move to amend pursuant to the list of amendments that I believe are in the possession of Assistant Counsel Solicitor Walsh.
Okay, I'll have him read those into the record if I could get a second first. Councilman McAllister, Councilwoman Travis, Councilman Lattisaw, Councilman Howe. Okay, Attorney Walsh, if you could read those amendments, or read the amendment into the record.
Thank you, Mr. President. The Ricks Omnibus Amendment is as follows. On page 1, line 9, we are deleting Roman numeral 8 and inserting Roman numeral 2. On page 1, lines 20 to 21, we are amending so to make it read that section 1, chapter 32 of the City of Warwick Code of Ordinances is hereby amended by amending the title and adding Article 2 as follows. On page 1, line 23, we are adding to the chapter's title the words "and charitable donation bins." So it will now read chapter 32, junk dealers and charitable donation bins. On page 1, line 39, we are, after the word closed, we are inserting a comma and the word outdoor. On page 2, line 2, we are removing the language that appears in inner strike so as to make this, that sentence read express written or implied authority. Page 3, line 39, we are deleting the word city clerk and inserting the words building department. On page 5, line 45, we are deleting the words abandonment, semicolon, notice of determination. And we are inserting the words additional violation, semicolon, penalties. Page 6, line 26, before the period, we are inserting a comma followed by the words or to a registered agent of the owner as filed with the Rhode Island Secretary of State. That completes the amendment.
Thank you. I was just going to compliment the
Can't hear you, Mr. President.
Right when he was going to compliment the council, too.
To come up with a product that everybody agrees on an important issue. And so with that said, are there any questions on the amendment that was discussed previously?
I have no question on the amendment, Mr. President, but I do have a question on what you said because unfortunately you froze during your entire statement.
Oh, sorry about that. No, I was just saying that I was complimenting the council on all the questions that you folks asked and how in depth everybody got into it. And it was just nice to see how everybody worked together to come up with a solution that everybody agreed with. And, you know, I wish you guys luck in the new year in that colloquy and what you're trying to do. And that's, you know, the right way to go about things. And it was just, you know, it was just nice to see. So in any event, that was the amendment. I know you guys asked a lot of questions in committee. Are there any other questions on the amendment? If there are not, a yes is to approve the amendment, and the clerk will call the roll.
Marola?
Yes.
Mr. Corley?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser?
Yes.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Mr. Sinapi?
Yes.
Ms. Travis?
Yes.
9 yes to amend.
So the amendment stands passed. And Councilman Ricks, if you could move it as amended.
Move favorable action as amended.
Seconded by Councilman Lattiser, Councilwoman Travis, Councilman Howe, Councilman McAllister. Any further statements on this as amended? If not, a yes is to approve, and the clerk will call the roll.
Mr. Marola?
Yes.
Mr. Corley?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser?
Yes.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy? Mr. McElroy?
Looks like he's frozen.
Can't see him.
Wave, Jim.
Councilman McElroy, can you hear us?
I don't even see him.
Oh, he's giving a thumbs up.
Yes.
Yes, and a yes.
Okay, Mr. Ricks?
Mr. Ricks, you're a yes?
Yes. Mr. Ricks?
You're on mute, okay.
Mr. Sinapi?
Yes.
Ms. Travis?
Yes.
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay.
Yes, I can hear you.
Yes, as amended.
Okay, that passes PCO 1620 as amended. That reminded me of that movie Rush Hour where they did the loop on the bus. And you get the same picture of the guy because Councilman McElroy was frozen. All right, so we'll move on to the next one. It's can you hear me okay? Okay, it's PCR 6820 resolution relative to claims. Mark, who we already, hey Lynn, you're breaking up, you're coming in. I can't hear you very well.
It's coming from McElroy's, I think.
Oh, Councilman, could you put yours on mute for us? Thank you. Okay, so PCR 6820 resolution relative to claims Mark Houle, and ordinance. Do I have a committee report from ordinance?
If it's Mark Houle, it's public safety, and that's held till December 21st.
Held till December 21st. Okay, next one is PCR 195-19, a resolution relative to creating a commission to study health insurance benefits. Committee report finance.
Hold January 20th.
Held till January 20th. Next item is PCR 196-19, a resolution to the General Assembly for additional funding for the Walk Public Schools. That's not drafted, intergovernmental. That's held till December 21st? Yes. Held till December 21st.
Yeah, 1221, I'm sorry.
Yep. Next item is PCR 41A20, resolution addressing fiscal request for education for fiscal year 2021. That's not drafted. Committee report, finance.
Hold January 20th.
Held till January 20th. Next item on the agenda is PCR 9520, resolution in regards to erecting stop signs on the secondary roadway of Grimshaw Place, Hackman Place, Worth Street, Crystal Drive, and Lockwood Street. Committee report, it's not drafted, committee report, public safety. That's held till.
Well, which one? For lattices? That one's held.
Held a PCR 9520.
January 20th.
Yeah.
January 20th.
January 20th. Held till January 20th. PCR 10820, 2019 406, State of Rhode Island, toilets, portable, rental, committee report, finance.
That is held, I'm sorry, that is favorable action.
Favorable action. For action, Councilman Lattisaw.
Move favorable action on PCR 108-20.
All right, seconded by Councilman McAllister, Councilman Howe. That didn't get flushed?
Not yet.
Okay, so is there any discussion on this item regarding the portable toilets? If not, a yes is to approve and the clerk will call a roll.
Mr. Marola?
Yes.
Mr. Corley?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattisaw?
Yes.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Mr. Sinappi?
Yes.
Yes.
Ms. Travis?
Yes.
Nine yes.
Yes. Okay, PCR 10820 and 2019-406 stands passed. I can't wait till the lighting goes in on the poles because maybe we can push Verizon and some of the other companies to get 5G in our area. Because that'll make a difference for a lot of the freezes that we're getting. Next item is PCR 10920, 2021-141, liquid chlorine for McDermott Pool. Committee report, finance.
Favorable action.
For action, Councilman Lattisaw.
Committee recommends favorable action on PCR 10920.
Councilman Lattisaw moves it, seconded by Councilman McAllister, Councilman Howe. Is there any discussion on that?
No.
I recall from the meeting, the pools still are not open, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Okay, so it's been moved and seconded, no further discussion. The clerk will call the roll of yeses to approve.
Mr. Marola?
Yes.
Mr. Corley?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattisaw?
Yes.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Mr. Sinappi?
Yes.
Ms. Travis?
Yes.
Nine yes. PCI 10920 passes.
Thank you. Passed. Next is PCO 2120 ordinance in regards to erecting no parking signs on Naples Avenue in front of the Starbucks lot facing westbound. It's for first passage. Committee report, public safety.
Committee recommend a favorable action.
For action, Councilman Sinappi.
Move for favorable action.
Seconded by Councilman Howe. Any discussion on the ordinance for no parking, which was supported by a traffic study? If not, a yes is to approve, and the clerk will call a roll.
Marola?
Yes.
Mr. Corley?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattisaw?
Yes.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy? Mr. Ricks?
Yeah. Yes.
Yes.
Mr. Sinappi?
Yes.
Ms. Travis?
Yes.
Yes.
Nine yes, first passage.
PCO 2120, first stands past, first passage. Next item is PCO 2220, an ordinance in regard to erecting no parking signs for Onnell Avenue and Hall Street. That's first passage, public safety.
Committee recommended favorable action.
Okay, if you could move it for me, Councilman Sinappi.
Move for favorable action.
Seconded by Councilman Ricks, Councilman Howe. Any discussion on this? It was also supported by a traffic study. If not, a yes is to approve for first passage, and the clerk will call the roll.
Mr. Marola?
Yes.
Mr. Corley?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattisa?
Yes.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy? Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Mr. Sinapi?
Yes.
Ms. Travis?
Yes.
9 yes, first passage.
PCO 2220 stands passed. Next item on the agenda is PCR 10520, resolution in regards to erecting stop signs on Suburban Parkway. Committee report, public safety.
Committee recommends favorable action.
For action, Councilwoman Travis.
I move favorable action on PCR 105-20.
Seconded by Councilman Lattisaw, Councilman Ricks, Councilman Howe. Any discussion on the stop signs that were recommended by a traffic study? If not, a yes is to approve, and the clerk will call the roll.
Mr. Ola?
Yes.
Mr. Corley?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattisa?
Yes.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy? Mr. McElroy? Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Mr. Yes.
Yes.
Ms. Travis?
Yes.
9 yes, PCR.
Yes.
Okay. PCR 10520 stands passed. Next item is PCR 10620, a resolution in regards to erecting a four-way stop sign on Kenyon Avenue. Committee report, public safety.
Committee recommends favorable action.
For action, Councilman Sinapi.
Move for favorable action.
Seconded by Councilman Ricks, Councilman Howe. Any discussion on this that was supported by a traffic study for four-way stop signs? If not, a yes is to approve, and the clerk will call the roll. Yes.
Mr. Qualley?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattisa?
Yes.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy? Mr. Ricks?
Yes. Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Also yes.
Mr. Sinapi?
Yes.
Ms. Travis?
Yes.
Stands passed. Next item on the agenda is PCR 11420, resolution in regards to erecting stop signs on the eastbound and westbound of Pentaconset Avenue, where it intersects with Budlong Avenue. Committee report, public safety.
Committee recommends favorable action.
For action, Councilman Ricks.
Move favorable action.
Seconded by Councilman Howe. Any discussion on this request for stop signs that was supported by a police department recommendation? If not, the clerk, a yes is to approve, and the clerk will call a roll.
Mr. Marola?
Yes.
Mr. Corley?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattisa?
Yes.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Mr. Snappy?
Yes.
Ms. Travis?
Yes.
9 yes.
PCR 11420 stands passed. Next item on the agenda is PCR 11520, a resolution to the Kent County Water Authority and the Public Utilities Commission asking for an investigation in regards to the significant water rate increase. Committee report, intergovernmental. Councilman Corley.
That is being held until...
No, it's favorable action.
Favorable action. I'm sorry. Favorable action.
That's okay. Councilman McAllister, can you move it for me?
Yes, I move favorable action on PCR 115-20.
Seconded by Councilwoman Travis, Councilman Howe, Councilman Ricks, Councilman Lattisaw. Is there any further discussion that we didn't have in committee on that? Councilman McAllister.
I would like to be added as a co-sponsor, please.
Absolutely. Anybody else want to be added? Councilman
President,
Councilman Sinapi, and Councilman Howe and Councilman Lattisaw all want to be added as co-sponsors. No objection. Is there any further discussion that we did not already have in committee? If not, yes is to approve, and the clerk will call the roll.
Caller?
Yes.
Mr. Corley?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattisa?
Yes.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy? Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Mr. Sinapi?
Yes.
Ms. Travis? Mr. Yes. Sinapi?
Yes.
Ms. Travis?
Yes.
9 yes.
PCR 11520 stands passed. Move to unanimous consent. Ward 1, anything on unanimous consent?
Pass.
Ward 2?
Pass.
Ward 3?
Pass.
Ward 4?
Pass.
Pass. Ward 5?
Pass.
Ward 6?
Pass.
Ward 7?
Pass.
Ward 8?
Pass.
And Ward 9 passes. Councilwoman Travis.
If there be no further business of this honorable body, I move to a docket session.
Councilwoman Travis moves to the docket session. I have a second. Councilman Lattisaw seconds. Councilman Howe, Councilman McAllister. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
City Council is now in docket session. Ward 1, anything to docket?
No.
Ward 2, anything to docket?
Pass.
Ward 3, anything to docket?
Pass.
Ward 4, anything to docket?
Pass.
Ward 5, anything to docket?
Pass.
Ward 6, anything to docket?
Pass.
Ward 7, anything to docket?
Pass.
Ward 8, anything to docket?
Just one.
Okay.
Resolution in regards to proposed bus stop on Lambert Lind Highway.
So intergovernmental? And I have one, a resolution for a school bond, and I'll put that into finance. And that's it.
Where are you going with them?
What's that?
Sinapi's. What committee did you put Councilman Sinapi in?
Intergovernmental. Yeah.
Okay, for both of you, you need to get.
No. Oh, go ahead.
I need both your docket memos emailed over, please.
Okay. Do that now. Anything else? All right, if not, have a good evening, and we'll see you in a week or two here.
Thank you. Have a good evening, everyone.
All right, take care.
Bye.